For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The car fire in Redding, California, which has killed 6 people and destroyed 500 structures, is still only 5% contained. But with calmer winds, fire officials expect containment percentages to increase overnight. The number of people reported missing has decreased, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko.
A missing persons hotline has been established. To date, there's been 16 reports made of missing persons. 9 of those have been cleared. 7 are currently being investigated.
Currently, 38,000 people are under evacuation orders. Redding Police Chief Roger Moore says so many homes left empty poses a problem.
Looting is a specific crime. We are often getting to these folks before they commit the crime. We just arrested one with illegal weapons in a neighborhood that he shouldn't have been.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history, and there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product, so I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results on your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance, can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
President Trump is again tweeting about the Mueller investigation and also attacking Robert Mueller. This after his attorney, Rudy Giuliani, told Face the Nation the president might yet talk to Mueller.
I can't tell you what the offer looks like, except there is a sort of area of questioning and a group of restrictions on it that you know, we could live with.
But then after that, the president tweeted many of his usual claims of no collusion, witch hunt, and questioned both Mueller's staff and his objectivity. More toxic tap water in Michigan. Thousands of people told to drink bottled water in Kalamazoo County over concerns of a chemical retardant called PFAS in the drinking water. State Representative Peter Lucido's calling for a ban on the substance and says it's being used at Air Force bases across the state.
I think it's over the top compared to the Flint water crisis. Over the top. Flint water crisis was contained in a localized area. This PFAS, I mean, this is all over the place. Anywhere you see a base.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency is under investigation for sexual harassment. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Melvin Watt, whose agency oversees the mortgage finance companies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, is the focus of an investigation being conducted by the United States Postal Service, which isn't commenting on it. But Politico reports it's in connection with a woman's claims that in 2016, Watt made several unwanted sexual advances to her during a meeting to discuss her career and salary. Watt, a Democrat appointed in 2013 by President Barack Obama, says he's the victim of politically motivated leaks, and he says he broke no laws. In a statement to the New York Times, he says, quote, "The selective leaks related to this matter are obviously intended to embarrass or to lead to an unfounded or political conclusion." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president took to Twitter bright and early to tweet about immigration. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent with more.
President Trump tweeted that there are consequences when people cross the border illegally, and he says many who do so are using children for their own sinister purposes. His tweet comes several days after the government says more than 1,800 children separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border have been reunited with parents and sponsors. Hundreds remain separated. Trump also says Congress must fix the, quote, dumbest and worst immigration laws anywhere in the world. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.